This episode of Talking to Mod is sponsored by Sam's Barbershop in Northern Ireland. Not only can you get a haircut to look like an ace face, you can also dress like one too. Upstairs, they have a wide range of men's and women's clothing to suit you for any occasion. So what are you waiting for? Go check them out. How are we doing, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Talking to Mod. This week we have the Northern Soul sensation, Sally Molloy, and she tells us everything about going viral, Northern Soul all-nighters, and just her general love for music and dance. So let's get on with it. This is Talking to Mod.
How are we doing? All right?
Yes, thank you. And you?
Yeah, very well. Do you know what? That's probably the quickest one we've had so far. Like, you weren't messing about. Straight on the button, straight in there.
How is it?
We've had a few where I've had to wait for about 10 minutes or so because they were trying to figure out how to get on. So, but listen, we're there. A nice one.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. How are you? You all right?
Yeah. Thank you. I am. I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. No point complaining. I mean, when I do, no one listens. Do you know what I mean? What have you been doing with yourself lately?
I've been very busy. I've been here, there and everywhere, really. Spreading some Northern Soul, which is what we like.
100%. That's what it's all about. I mean, I remember... Do you know, actually, this is quite funny, because I completely forgot about this, but I actually remember discovering you in this. I'm not sure if this was someone's project or something. You might remember. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Right? I can't remember who did it, right? But I remember they got in touch and they wanted me to do, like, some sort of interview in it, right? And then I got the front cover and I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. What's all this about? And, of course, that's when I discovered you were into your Northern Soul and that. And then the more you, it's like with anything, you discover it, you look at it on the internet, and I saw all these videos and I was hooked on them because, I mean, Northern Soul, I grew up listening to it, same as my mum and my dad. You know, they were at Blackpool and they did all sorts, and Wigan and me, I used to go to a lot of Northern Soul clubs back in West Sussex and Brighton where I lived. And it's timeless, isn't it? And it is, like, the music just takes over you and you just enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very spiritual experience, to be honest. I think all music is, but I think when you combine dance and music in an atmosphere, all in one place, and all your senses are heightened at the same time, that's when the addiction kicks in, and it becomes an addiction, quite literally.
As you said, it is literally like a drug, though, isn't it? I mean, I found myself, you can spend hours, absolutely hours, on that dance floor, song after song, just getting into the groove. And then before you know it, you look at your watch and you're like, I've been here for about 4 hours straight, sweating buckets. Do you know what I mean? But it is, I can't describe it. Like, for anyone who's listening who hasn't, I mean, for starters, why would you not go to a Northern Soul gig? But I highly recommend it. I'm sure you would as well. Yeah.
Yes, I would, absolutely. There's so many coming about now that are a lot more accessible, which is great. I'm all for that, because I think before that, you had to really search and sort of get in on a scene, as it were. But now I think it's great that it's everywhere. So people are doing it in every city, in every small town in the UK and around the world. So that's just brilliant. Yeah.
And how did you discover Northern Soul? Was it similar to myself, for a family member?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was brought up on all types of music. My mum had a very interesting job. I've spoke about this a lot. She used to help to assist the official Elvis Presley fan club of Great Britain. So back in the day, she was alive. Todd Slaughter, who ran it, used to take people to Las Vegas. He had to deal with the Colonel, and he was basically the go-to guy for the people of the UK to go and see Elvis at the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas. And that was in the 70s, obviously. Elvis actually awarded Todd several times for his hard work here in the UK and dedication. And then when he passed away, that's when the fan club really took off. And the Elvis world is like the Northern Soul world. They are dedicated people, seriously, like Elvis is like their god, like literally. And so I was brought up with Elvis, to be honest. I went to America a lot, and I went to beat down Beale Street, Stax Museum, Thunderboards, Nashville, Memphis, Tennessee, obviously. And yeah, used to do all that growing up, and I think it just sort of had an impact on me, soul from a young age. Yeah.
That's incredible. I mean, Elvis, I mean, that's another one. My mum absolutely loved him. We had a big picture of Elvis in the house. My old man weren't too keen on that one, but I mean, it was Elvis. I mean, I got into a bit of Elvis, to be honest, as well. I mean, to the point where a bit of karaoke on a Saturday night, my go-to song was Latest Flame, and I could belt that number out like nobody's business. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to do it now, though. But it sort of goes, I mean, listen, as I said, Northern Soul is what I like is when I went to a lot of the clubs is you see, I mean, I thought when I first went, I'm going to be the youngest one there, right? But I remember I went to this one in Brighton on a Saturday, and there was people there who were like 16, 17. And I thought, this is unbelievable. This is brilliant. That, because it should be one of them things that never dies, you know, like good music. It's never going to die. Northern Soul for me, it's just going to keep on going and going. And I think a film, was it Northern Soul, the film? I think it was just called Northern Soul, wasn't it?
I mean, yeah, Lane Constantine directed it and made it, yeah.
I mean, that plays a big part as well, because kids are going to watch that and go, I want a piece of this, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just not so much the drug scene, just more the dance and that.
Yeah.
But it's incredible. What do you think of that film?
Oh, well, that film was one of the reasons as well that I sort of realised there was a scene, because I'd always heard Northern Soul about, just as I'd heard all types of, and then I studied musical theatre, and I went on contract at Pontins. I was a blue coat, and I lived away for about 9 weeks or so. It wasn't long, but I was literally put in a shed with no Wi-Fi, and it was a difficult job. I mean, you have to be on all the time. You have to be putting these big characters, Florence the Ostrich, Croc the Crocodile. It was a nightmare. I was not enjoying it at the time. I look back now and I think, wow, it was an amazing experience. But anyway, my mum packed a load of Northern Soul CDs, a few little records. I took a portable record player with me, and I just had a TV with a DVD input, and she gave me the movie. So on my downtime, I used to just either listen to Northern Soul or watch this movie on repeat. And I was like, wow, I didn't know there was still a scene. I thought that that was something that had gone. It was in the 70s. Because I listened to the music about 3 years before I ever danced it or anything like that, or even knew there was anything other. And that scene really did make me think, oh, that's amazing. I wish there'd be more things like this now. Little did I know, down the road, things all massive all night or every once a month or whatever.
Nice. The music in that film as well, incredible, isn't it?
Great. It's it's brilliant. It's got all the elements of, like, they really captured, like, what Northern Soul can do for a person and people, and how it can bring people together. Yeah, brilliant movie.
I remember when I was introducing my friend to a Northern Soul night for the first time, and he popped around before, had a few light ales, and I said, listen, mate, get on this. And I stuck Northern Soul on. I said, this will blow your socks off, right? And we watched it, and it got to the point when we actually went to Northern Soul night that evening. He tried to spin around, right? And It was carnage, absolute carnage. He ended up on his ass, but I mean, it was.
Well.
Listen, after a few drinks, you think you can do anything, right? But I mean, I honestly remember it like it was yesterday. It's one of them moments you wish you had on camera. Do you know what I mean? But
Oh yeah.
talking of camera, right? Let's talk about a lot of your clips now. Some of them have gone viral, if not most of them have all gone viral. You must be over the moon that people love seeing what you're doing and what you love to do as well.
Yeah, I'm really, really grateful. I think the main thing was I was just creating content that felt very authentic to me. Because I'm still trying to get my head around social media like the others, it's just this whole other world that we've just been slung into having to deal with, and now it's the norm. And you got to use it the most authentic way, because then you can be consistent. If you're not authentic, you won't be consistent, and consistency is key with it. So I was really desperate to make authentic content, really, where I sort of organically put the camera up and dance and film myself, what I usually do on a regular basis anyway. I mean, I'm just dancing in the kitchen all the time, finding new music, I'm trialing out new moves, and I'm lucky that my other half is so good with his filmography, photography, and cinema. He does all that, so it's really down to him as far as that element. But yeah, I just wanted to be authentic with it.
And are you literally like dancing around the house at every opportunity, like when you're making the dinner or whatever, you're like doing a few twirls in between?
I am a kitchen dancer. Well, me and my friend used to do our garden videos. I don't know
Oh,
if you ever
yes,
them.
I did. I did. I
That
remember you did one when it was absolutely freezing cold outside and you had all your hats and gloves on, and I was like, gee, nah, not for me. I know you got to put videos out there, but as soon as there's a bit of the white stuff on the ground, I'm not going nowhere near out
Oh,
there.
we did it in rain, snow, sun. It was like, but that was really the real stomping ground for me and my best friend Poppy Beresford. Is that was us figuring it out, and it got all that invented on YouTube.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you do, now what was the cover? You did was it a Katy Perry cover you did?
Yeah, we
Am I right
work.
in saying that? Was it a Kiss the Girl?
The Third Degrees did a version of it, and we worked with a record label called Cosmos Music, who we got introduced by Emma Noble. I'm not sure if you've heard of Emma Noble. She introduced us, and we worked with a record label in Sweden called Cosmos Music, the Northern Soul Orchestra. And we did I Surrender, Eddie Holman,
Brilliant.
What If, Call Some Mad.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we did a couple.
Because I've seen, I'm sure I saw a video somewhere. It might have been on Instagram. You did a couple of club nights as well, singing and that, didn't you? And it looked like it went down a treat. And I mean, that's brilliant, isn't it? To do your Northern Soul and sing at the same time. I mean, to be honest, I couldn't do it. I'd be straight out of breath, mate. My fitness these days is gone out the window. I've got knees like my granddad. You know what I mean? I struggle getting up a set of stairs now. You know what I mean? Too much football in my past and whatever. But yeah, man. I mean, it's just watching you. Like you both on stage and the chemistry you both had. Like you said, it was your best friend, and that's clear to see for everyone. And it must be like a dream come true when you're doing something with your best friend that you both love to do.
Oh God, it was. I mean, we were very young. We were fresh out of drama school, and we'd obviously studied in theatre, and we both just knew we loved performing. But luckily, I'd found Northern knew going on that I couldn't stand anything else. I couldn't stand. Once you find Northern Soul or music that's really rare and raw and real, you have a very low tolerance for the bullshit. Oh, I was going to say, can I swear? But I'm like,
Say whatever you want, honestly, say whatever you want.
but you sort of, yeah, you don't have much tolerance for anything else. And we both connected with that, and that's when we were like, you know, let's give it a go. Let's go and sing. Pop's doing amazing with her singing career. I realized that my love was through dance. And that really when I feel most at home is when I'm dancing. So I've sort of gone and ran with that now.
Brilliant, brilliant. You listen, if you love doing what you're doing and you can get away with doing it, run with it. Do you know what I mean? Same as me, like with my career, like I'm most at home when I'm on a stage performing than when I'm doing anything else. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to explain, but people who know who've got that passion for something, like you with your Northern Soul, me with the magic and that, it's like you can't describe it to someone though, can you? Like it's so hard. You've either got it or you haven't, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think you can't not do it. It's the more you don't do it, the more you realize you need to do it. And I think that that is something you can't ignore yourself.
And are you still practicing every day, new moves, trying to learn new routines?
Oh, always, always, yeah. I'd say a skill of mine, and the reason I teach it is because not only am I a qualified teacher in dance anyway, of all styles, it's something I've studied, but I'm quite good at and watch and sort of pick up quite quick. But then I find myself morphing into all these different styles, and I'll watch a really old school Northern Soul dancer and he'll glide and I'll end up doing it. And sometimes I'm not in control. And then I'll watch another very athletic style and I'll sort of pick that up. So I suppose I've become a bit of a chameleon, really. Yeah. And I suppose
That
that in some way, because I'm able to then go, right, okay, French style and break that down and give people individually, because that's what Northern Soul is, it's individual. And yeah.
going to tell you something now. I actually took GCSE dance when I was at secondary school or whatever. Yes, mate. But I won't tell you what I got. But I think the reason I took dance was it was between. I can't think what it was. It was like dance, and I just thought, listen, I ain't got to do much writing and all that in dance. I'm definitely doing dance, right? But yeah, I'm one of them where I used to love it. Like as soon as the music's on, it just, as you mentioned at the beginning, it just takes you, doesn't it? And you just drift away as if you're sort of like spiritually in it, or you're literally out the zone. Do you know what I mean? The music just takes over, and it was something I loved to do. Hence why I used to go to the Northern Soul Nights. I wouldn't say I was, I could hold the beat, you know what I mean? I wouldn't look out of place if you put me as an extra on a film, do you know what I mean? No one would go, what's that clown doing there? But there was a lot of other people there where I thought, Jesus Christ, I'm going to step back for this one. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember when I first I mean, it's one of them where when I used to go to a Northern Soul Night, I didn't chuck myself straight on the dance floor straight away. I just wanted to suss it all out and like to stand around chilling out. And then the longer I went, and I threw myself on the dance floor. But then I've got some geezer next to me doing all the kicks and the splits and that, and I'm like, listen, I'm going to take five for a minute. Do you know what I mean? But there isn't another dark. There is nothing like it, is there? I mean, like when in the film where the bloke does all the jumping up and that, and it's just literally. It is incredible, and I could watch it for hours, probably the same as yourself, because you've got such a love for it. But I mean, is there a move that you sort of mastered and it took you a long, long time, but when you got it, you were like, this is it now, this is gonna make me go viral. Do you know what I mean?
I'm really fascinated with the style when it looks very natural. I like it when it's almost like walking, it's almost like breathing. And I really, the tricks and the spins and the kicks and the floor work are all really amazing. And I'm still trying to master them. Like I don't really do floor work. I'm currently trying to work on it, bad knees myself. Apparently, I've got a hyperextended kneecap from dance and ballet. So I do struggle with the floor work, but I'm still working on that because I'd love to be able to master that. But I would just really like to just really get my style more natural, more fluid. And one of my favourite dancers is Steve Hines. He's from my field. He won the championships, I think, in 2018 at Blackpool Tower. And he's my favourite dancer because he is like silk. He is so smooth, and he's just, yeah, I am amazed by him. But I'm still trying to master some of the styles myself, really.
That's the beauty of it, though, isn't it? It's something where, similar to what I mean, where you can know loads about it, but you could still learn much, much more. And it's probably the same as Northern Soul. No matter how much you know and you're good and you're at a very, very good level up there with the best, you know, but you could still take yourself to another level by learning much, much more. And you're always evolving the, I wouldn't say the act, but like the routine, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to be a student in life anyway, and I think I'm not the dancer I was at Blackpool Tower when I won, because I went there very caught off guard, very sort of rabbit in headlights, and I take that, and I'm very grateful I won, but I take that and I want to grow from it and I want to develop, and I'm not the dancer I was then, and I won't be the dancer I am now in a year's time, because so much more to expand. And I think you can never think you're the best, because you'll never grow. I always like to think there's people better than me, so I know I've got something to work for and keep working. I want to just keep working and keep getting better.
That, do you know what? That is a fantastic attitude to have, because as you say, you know, if someone thinks they're the best, then they feel like they won't have to really put much effort in. They just end up turning up. Well, if I'm the best, I ain't got to, you know, really get out of first gear. But if you, as you said, always think, right, I want to learn, I want to learn, I want to master it, then you can't go wrong, really. And I think that's great advice, you know, for anyone who's listening, whether it be if they want to do singing or dancing or whatever they want to do, you know, as soon as you've got that mindset of is you're the best, then for me, I just think you're just going to drop your standards, because you don't feel like you have to be at any sort of level because everyone else is below you.
And I think with Northern Soul, the reason I find it so freeing and why I'm so drawn to it is because it wasn't competitive for me. I studied musical theatre classically, had to go into that whole dog race of like about how you look, all about what you wear, even down to your eye colour, your hair colour. The very kind of vapid environment. Northern Soul was me. You didn't do anything, just completely be present, let go and dance. And I think the idea of the championships is great. It's given me leverage and it's given me a platform to be able to share the knowledge. That's what I'm passionate about, is giving people confidence. But it shouldn't really be competitive. And I think what's nice about it, letting it be, get on and lose yourself and be free. That's really important.
I saw, I think it was the clip you put yesterday. It might have been the day before, because you know social media is so out of, like, you could put something up last week, but I'd only see it today. It's really weird. That's why I just don't run my socials anymore, because I get the hump with people. But you know, but no, it is though, isn't it? Because there's always some sort of knobhead on it who thinks he knows everything. And yeah, anyway, that's for another day. But I saw this clip, and the camera was on the floor, and you were dancing. It was obviously a club night somewhere, and there was this lady in the background, and I was just, you know what I'm gonna say? It was just fantastic to watch, because it was almost as if she was watching you going, fuck that, and walking off as if to say, I can't dance next to you if you're doing busting all them moves, girl. Do you know what I mean? And I just watched it and I thought, that is brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant. Bless her. Do you know the clip I'm on about?
Oh, I do. I put that up specifically for the chaos, because there's that much chaos going on in that cliff, and we're all just. And Emma comes in at one point, a girl I'd met that night. She's amazing. We had such a. She just spins around me and then disappears. But the lady to the left of me, who you're referring to, she's trying to follow me, and then I do something, and she goes, oh, I can't do, it just disappears. And I thought, brilliant.
And you mentioned you were working on some floor work as well. Am I right in saying you actually did a bit in that clip, didn't you? Or was that? Am I thinking of another clip? Right, there's another clip I've seen then where you were busting a few moves on the floor. But I'm sure that was at a club night, wasn't it?
I am. I'm trying to do a little bit. The first time I really nailed the backdrop was for a Texas video, actually, when I worked with the band Texas. They had me be in their music video, and I thought,
Brilliant.
right, adrenaline, get me down and get me up. And it did. And they put it in the actual music video, and I thought, I'm proper proud of that little achievement, but me, not going to lie.
That's no, that honestly, watching that clip yesterday was brilliant because I've seen it before at some club nights where when you get people on there, there was one I did, the bloke said to me, "Oh yeah, go around, do a bit of magic. We'll book you out to do some magic here, right? It'd be very chilled out." I went in there, you couldn't hear anyone, mate, because the music was so loud that, and I was like, "Listen, drop me out. I'm keeping my eye on doing this." You know what I mean? Because it was just carnage. Like, I'd be walking across the dance floor, and there'd be someone sliding along after putting a load of talcum powder on the floor, and I'm like, "What the fuck am I supposed to do here?" But it's, I remember sitting down and watching, and there was this guy. You could just tell that he's done it. Or mastered it for a long, long time. Probably when he was a teenager, he started, and he was probably in his 60s, late, early 60s, late 60s. And if he wasn't, then maybe he had a bad paper round. You know what I mean? But he definitely looked like he was an older fella. But the way he moved, oh my God! Like when you're watching someone live do it, I mean, listen. When you're watching your clips and you're watching people do it, it is incredible. But when you see it live, and you're just like. Now, do you ever get that moment? Obviously, not when you're dancing yourself because you're in the zone, but when you're sort of taking a break and you look around and you go, "Oh, wow, there's some exceptional dancers here."
Oh yeah, I mean, the way I learnt was going King's Hall all night to event, and I used to go on the balcony and literally watch buddy, and track come on or a record come on that I love, I'd bomb down, give it a go, then run back up again out the way. Well, me and Pops, when we used to go as well together, we used to just sit there, and it's the same as hearing vinyl live. That is this, orchestral experience. It's on another level. Yeah.
How do you feel that? I mean, I think that your clips are going to inspire a lot of people to go down the Northern Roll track, you know, whether that be a youngster and they love the music, or whether it be a youngster and they want to try to dance, you know, how do you feel knowing that you can really influence someone into finding Northern Soul?
Yeah, that's really, really great, really, because that's what I want to do. I mean, Pops did that. I used to get a lot of people saying, thanks to you, found Northern Soul, and I can get out of bed in the morning, and little things like that mean everything. And I enjoy it. I love it. It saved me. It's helped me, and I just want to help others in that respect. But I'm like really, I like face-to-face communication, and I think that's why I encourage workshops. I encourage people to go to events and experience it, like you say, live, because that is really when you're. So hopefully my videos can do that. But yeah, that's the aim. It is the aim to spread the faith.
100%. Have you got many more workshops over tomorrow or the weekend?
Oh yes. I've got loads. I've got quite, because I live in Bournemouth now. I'm from Stoke originally, but I live in Bournemouth, right at the bottom, by the sea. And I'm bringing soul sort of down here, even though they've got a massive following down here anyway. But I do a lot of workshops locally here. I'm doing quite. I'm going up north quite a lot in the summer, but I'll be announcing that soon on the
Brilliant.
thing.
Brilliant. Yeah. Bournemouth's lovely. I've been there many a time, many a time. There used to be a used to be like a tradition where me, my mum and my dad, we would just jump in the car and end up in Bournemouth. I mean, even if the weather was shit, that was it. We were still going down there. And it was all right. I quite like Bournemouth. I think it's a nice place.
Yeah, I really like it. I like to just be by the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy down here.
Good, good. That's the main thing. So what's the next 12 months hold for you, mate?
The next 12 months, lots of workshops. I really want to get my, because I learn so much as well, because not many people teach this style. It's not really something that many people teach. And I can only really say I'm teaching it because I would say I've put enough graft in to be able to and learn and take a majority, because Northern Soul's completely improvised. It's very unique and it's personalised, but it's stylized. It's not a free for all, you know. People don't just go on there and do anything. There's a style, and I think I like to give people them foundation blocks to get the confidence to go on and then build from there. It's just about getting on the floor, because it is intimidating sometimes if you don't know where to start. I just want to give the people the confidence to get on the floor, and give them the ingredients, and they sort of cook the meal, you know what I mean.
100%. Like, the first step of learning literally is walking forward, isn't it? You know, as soon as you walk on that dance floor and you're there, you're committed. And it doesn't matter if you listen, no one's going to judge you. I used to think that at Northern Soul Nights. I used to think, oh, they're all watching you, they're going to do. End of the day, no one really gave a fuck what you were doing. You know, they were too concentrating on what moves they were going to do next. But I was always thinking, oh shit, they're definitely looking at me going on here, thinking, what is this geezer doing? And he's Parker and all that. But the thing was, like, no one cares. And as soon as you forget that and you just go out there, and as you mentioned many a time, just let the music take over.
Yeah.
Then you're going to start enjoying it.
Absolutely. I always say step number one is love the music. Get into the music. Be obsessed with the music. And then you are halfway there. And yeah.
Right, before we go, favourite Northern Soul song?
Ooh. I mean, so many people ask me this, and I do struggle. I'm not going to say, because it's just never ending, I'm still finding records now. I don't have a favourite, but I can say a record that changed my experience was Someday, called Someday by the Tempests. And I first heard that when I was at King's Hall. I was in the middle of the dance floor, and the record was so orchestral. I had an out-of-body experience. It was the first time I felt like my body was out of my body. I left that in floods of tears, because I just couldn't believe what happened. I almost become the music. It was spiritual. So I honestly say that is the first record that really touched my soul and took my soul. but yeah, the Tempest is still up there.
I'll be honest, I've had a few out of body experiences, but it was mainly when I was on tour with the Libertines about 7 years ago. But
I did that.
But no, listen, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking to you and getting to know a little bit more about you. And I wish you all the best.
Bless you. Well, thank you for having me. And
not at all.
Your magic. How long have you been doing your magic?
Since I was about 6 years old. 6 years old. And it was a hobby. And then when me and my dad went to my sister's when I was about 17, just about to turn 18, there was this guy there, and he thought he was a magician, and he was brutal, but he thought he was good. And my dad was like, go and wipe the floor with him, son. And I'm like, listen, not tonight. I don't, because I never used to I only performed to like my friends and my mum and dad, but I used to charge them a couple of quid to watch me. And then after that, this bloke at this party just did a few tricks, and they're like, do you know what, like, seriously, you could make a living out of this, you could do it. And I just thought, what a load of bollocks, you've all had too much to drink. But then when I was 18, I did my first sort of show, But it was in front of about 10 people, but it didn't stop me because it's what makes you, you know. It's like them moments stepping up are the ones that make you, because that defines if you've got it in you or you haven't. You know, a lot of people would have expected, I mean, it was in a bar, you know, no one knew who I was, no one did it, but it was labeled magician going to be there. And as I said, there was about 10 people, three of them weren't behind the bar. Do you know what I mean? Two of them were my mum and dad. So, you know, not many people there at all. But then that's I mean, that's what defines you, you know, like with bands. If people put a night on and there's about six, seven people, a lot of people would go, nah, this ain't for me, and back out. But then them moments are the ones that in 10 years' time you'll look back and go, do you know what? That probably made me there, because it proved that I had the mentality to go forward and do it. And then after that, everything sort of stepped into place with going on tours and doing a few TV shows and then going in the Magic Circle, and it all fell into place. But as you mentioned about with the Northern Soul, I'm always learning, you know. I don't think I'm the best. I know it. No. I don't have that mentality at all. I always think, as you said, there are so many magicians out there who are, I never like to say the word better, but they know a lot more than what I know, and I look up to people like that. But then there isn't very many people doing it the way I do it. You know, I mean, a lot of people think that I'm a front man in a band. Little do they know, I make a better sound with a guitar if I throw it down the stairs. You know what I mean? I can't play any sort of musical instrument. I can't sing unless it was on a karaoke on a Saturday night and it's a bit of Elvis. But it's just, you know, I think in life you've got to do what makes you happy, and you certainly are doing that with your dancing, and I'm doing that with the magic. So that's what life's about, really. As long as you're happy doing what you're doing, it's golden, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely, keep on keeping on.
To be honest, that was probably a long-winded answer, because you only asked me how long have I been doing magic, and I sort of gave you my whole background.
You know, that's great. Great to know.
I'm a bit like my mum though, because she like literally, if you meet my mum, everyone who meets my mum, like it's not one of them people where you go, "Hello, love, how are you?" Right? And then she says, "Yeah, I'm good, thanks," and you move on. You ask her how she is, she'll tell you what she did 10 years ago. Do you know what I mean? Like you'll be there, you'll be stuck. Like honestly, you'll miss your train home, your bus home, whatever you've got to do. So that's a word for the future. If you ever see the Magic Mod's mum anywhere, don't ask her how she's doing, all right? Be the worst thing you've ever done in your life.
No, I love that. We need more people like that in the world.
Mum's just a people's person. She goes down to Brighton on her own a lot, and she goes into the record shops and in the mod shops, and she enjoys her own company, but she's one of them people who she will always just speak to people randomly. Like, do you know what I mean? It's as if she goes up the, oh, this is brilliant. I don't know why I'm talking about it, but I'm committed now, I've got to tell you. So we went to Brighton, and my mum said, "Oh, look, there's so and so. I ain't seen them for ages." And she went up to him and she had a full-blown conversation for 20 minutes, right, about all sorts. Like, "Oh, yeah, brilliant, great to see you. How's Mark and all this?" And the person was like, yeah, I don't really see him anymore." And then when she walked away, she went, no, that weren't them. That's someone completely different." And I'm like, "Hang on, you've just had a 20-minute conversation with these people. Who were they?" She's like, "I actually ain't got a clue. It weren't who I thought."
Oh no.
I was like, "All right, brilliant. But listen,
That.
God love her, right? God love her." But thank you very much for joining me tonight. It has been a pleasure, an absolute pleasure, as I said, to get to know you and to learn more about your background. And yeah, thank you very much. You enjoy the rest of your evening, and when the weekend comes around, have a lovely weekend.
And you, thank you for giving me the opportunity. I've really enjoyed it.
That's
Have a
the
good
main thing.
day.
You too. You take care now. Bye bye.
Right, take care. Bye.
Bye bye.
He's a magic mod, a man of illusion.